the second day of the Lenten season. My dear brothers and sisters, today is the second day of Lent. The old Vatican II Missal says, and I quote, "The ashes are scarcely washed clean from our foreheads. In this second Lenten Mass, we get down to work on our spiritual program." Let us sit down and discuss and reflect about our spiritual Lenten program. We have exactly 39 days to go before Good Friday. We have enough time to meditate on the 40 days and the 40 nights that the Lord spent in the Garden of Gethsemane before His death by crucifixion. Yesterday, the whole Christendom started the 40-day journey of penitence. We started the 40-day journey of penance, a deep review of our life. And to help us in this effort, the Church points out to us a path that can be summarized in three magic words. What are the magic words for Lent? Number one is almsgiving. Number two is fasting. And number three is prayer. Almsgiving is to love others. Fasting is to love oneself. And prayer is to love God. It is because Lent is all about love. Whoever takes this message seriously must also make the commitment to a new life inspired by the gospel values. It is a question of moving from a superficial life, a superficial spirituality, to deeper interiority. Superficial life to deeper interiority, from selfishness to charity, of striving to live according to the values of the gospel and according to the model of Christ Himself. My dear friends, as we enter more seriously into the Lenten spirit, the gospel reading today reminds us how the Lord informed the disciples about His approaching suffering and death. Our Lord knew He must actually die to this world in order to obtain for us eternal salvation. And He also instructed the disciples about the meaning of the cross and why is the cross necessary for the disciples, and why is it necessary for the disciples to take up the cross. And the Lord Jesus lays down the conditions of discipleship. The Lord describes the areas of concentration, the dimensions of our Lenten program. And the liturgy today teaches that it is the soul's life, the life of our soul, we are concerned with during the Lenten season. Number one, the Lord says, a person must deny himself. What does that mean? Self-denial is a form of sacrifice. It is not easy, it is never easy to deny anything to oneself. That is why self-denial is like dying to myself. To deny oneself is to say, I will say no to myself so that I can say yes to God. The problem with us, the difficulty with us is we always say yes, yes to myself, yes, 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 yes. That's why we cannot say yes to God. It's the other way around. No to myself, yes to God. If we are to follow the Lord, we must forget that the self exists. Number two, A person must take up his cross daily. Daily. To take up our cross daily, not weekly, not monthly, not biannually, not annually. It means to be prepared to endure the worst that man can do to us for the sake of being true to God. That is why, because we are taught to carry our cross daily, Christianity is not easy. Christianity is not for the weak. Christianity is not for the faithless. Christianity is for the strong. Christianity is for the brave. Christianity is for the generous. Christianity is for the faithful. The third point, a person must spend his life, not hoard his life. My dear friends, the questions that we must ask are not how much can I get, but how much can I give? Not what is the safe thing to do, but what is the right thing to do? Not what is the minimum permissible in the way of work, but what is the maximum possible? In short, the Christian must realize that he is given life, not to keep for himself, but to share with others. Not to husband its flame, but to burn it out for Christ and for one's neighbor. And finally, loyalty to Christ will have its reward. This loyalty will have its corresponding punishment. If we are to be true to God in time, He will be true to us in eternity. If we seek to follow the Lord in this world, in the next, He will point to us as one of His people. That is why, if by our lives we disown Him, even though with our lips we confess Him, the day may come when He cannot do other than disown us. Last year, 2023, in his message during the Ash Wednesday Mass in Rome, Pope Francis reminded the faithful, and I'd like to quote the Holy Father in his Ash Wednesday homily last year. He invited all Christians to leave Lent with almsgiving, with fasting and prayer. And he defined them as classics. These are classics. Almsgiving, fasting, and prayer. Classics that do not need to be updated. Amen.